It's episode 120 of the Keto for Women show. You're listening to the Keto for Women show. This podcast provides the tools you need to create your own expression of a healthy ketogenic lifestyle so you can stop obsessing and start living. I'm your host and nutritionist, Shawn Miner. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back. Thanks, as always, for joining me on this episode of Keto for Women. And today, we are also going to be joined by a very special guest, a second-time guest, Dr. Will Cole, to talk all about his new book, The Inflammation Spectrum. Cannot wait for y'all to hear this chat. We had awesome information that will definitely provide a new path for you on your health journey. But very quickly, before we get to that, a few announcements. First of all, if you want to be a part of the last ever group option of the Fat Burning Female Project, and also the last chance to do so before the holidays and all that good stuff, get you ready for the holidays as a fat burner, whole new world, let me tell you, then enrollment is now open as of today, September 27th, 2019. They are on a first come, first serve basis. Those spots, there is a limited number because it is a group class that I teach. So if they're gone, they're gone. No exceptions. If you want to be a part of that, go ahead and reserve your spot as soon as you can. If it's too late, you'll know because it will say that there aren't spots available. No big deal. But remember, this is the last class as a group, with a group of like-minded women from all over the globe as your friends along this fat burning journey, and with me as your nutritionist with the ability to ask me questions, join in on a live call, all that good stuff. So if you want to be a part of that, as it is now, last chance, October 4th, we start. And that's October 4th, 2019. We start. Today is the day to enroll. And if you want more information or want to reserve your spot, just head over to shawnminer.com/fatburning. That's shawnminer.com/fatburning, my website, all about the course, so you'll know exactly what you're getting yourself into. And if that's something you want to be a part of, just head there and reserve your spot. And then the other thing that's going on the following week, October 8th, we have our Empower Intensive call for October, all about the body image issue, getting over with your body image and getting on with life. We're going there live. And if you can't be there live, no big deal. As long as you register, you'll get all the replays. You can watch it as much as you want or listen to it as much as you want. You will have the worksheet that goes along with the call so you can do all the exercises and take all the notes. You'll have the slides so you can look at those, take notes on those too. You will have the homework. There's homework for the whole month about breaking up with your body image because we're doing it. We're making it happen. It's going to happen. All month long. You'll also be a part of the book club with a book to read all about breaking up with your body image. It's not actually called that, but goes along with the teachings that I will be teaching. This stuff is major. As you can tell, I'm really excited about it. Head to shawnminer.com/empower to learn more, hear about the topics that will be covered, and save your spot. Whether you make it live or you watch the replay, just reserve that spot so I know you will be there watching. All right, let's get on with the chat I had with Dr. Will Cole. First, of course, I must introduce him. Dr. Will Cole is a leading functional medicine expert who consults people around the world via webcam and locally in Pittsburgh. He specializes in clinically investigating underlying factors of chronic disease and customizing health programs for thyroid issues, autoimmune conditions, hormonal dysfunctions, digestive disorders, and brain problems. Dr. Cole was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation and is a health expert and course instructor for the world's largest wellness brands such as MindBody Green and Goop. In Dr. Will Cole's game-changing new book, The Inflammation Spectrum, readers will discover how inflammation is at the core of most common health woes and exists on a continuum, from mild symptoms such as weight gain and fatigue on one end to hormonal imbalance and autoimmune conditions on the other. at heart, the inflammation spectrum is about learning to love your body enough to nourish it with delicious, healing foods. Its insightful quizzes and empowering advice will put you on a path toward food freedom and overall healing. All right, let's hear from Dr. Cole. Let me take just a quick second here to tell you about another great offer coming from our friends over at ButcherBox. You all know by now that the quality of your meat matters so, so much to the health of your body, to your family's body, to your future health, the health and happiness of the animal you are consuming equals the health and happiness of your own body. That's really the simplest, easiest way to think about it. So you always want to make sure you can get the best quality meat for you and your family that you can afford. ButcherBox is the go-to source for the highest quality, best tasting meat sourced from these happy and healthy animals. And they've made it very affordable in order for you to get these meats delivered right to your door every single month. So you don't have to worry about sifting through the grocery store trying to find those meats that actually fit the bill. Because I can tell you from experience, it is becoming harder and harder to find these 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef, the pasture-raised chicken, the heritage breed pork. You just can't find that in grocery stores these days. You can get this all at ButcherBox because they are doing it right and sending it to your door so you don't have to worry about it. ButcherBox has one of the best specials I've ever seen them run for you all until September 29th, 2019. It is their ground beef for life deal. You get 2 pounds of ground beef in every single box for the lifetime of your subscription forever. For free, 2 pounds of their ground beef, which is absolutely phenomenal tasting beef. Plus, you get $20 off just because you're a Keto for Women listener. So butcherbox.com/KFW up until September 29th, 2019 will get you free ground beef for life. That's 2 pounds of ground beef in every single box you order from ButcherBox for the life of your subscription with them, plus an extra $20 off. You don't want to miss this deal. ButcherBox.com/KFW.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Dr. Will Cole, thank you for coming back on the Keto for Women show today.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
It's actually been almost exactly a year.
Yes.
Since the last time we talked. And I have a feeling, I don't know this for sure, but I have a feeling that you've been kind of busy since then, maybe had some stuff going on. So
yeah,
I think we all know who you are, but give us a little bit of an intro and tell us what you've been up to since the last time we talked.
Yeah, thank you. So I am Dr. Will Cole. I'm a functional medicine practitioner. So my day job is seeing patients. I see patients around the world via our virtual functional medicine practice and consult on webcam. I'm based in Pittsburgh, though. So we have some patients that come in to the clinic, but predominantly it's online. And then, yeah, I mean, really busy. So since I talked to you last, I mean, my first book, Ketotarian, which when I was on the show last, that's what I was here to talk about. It's a mostly plant-based ketogenic book. So it's been a whirlwind ketotarian year, all the while putting the finishing touches on my second book, which comes out October 15th. It's on pre-order now. Depending on people listen to this, it's either out or will be out. But it's called The Inflammation Spectrum. So it's a deep dive into a concept that I talk about in ketotarian. So I'm excited about that. And I've been, in addition to seeing patients during the week, I typically on a long weekend speaking different events around the country and around North America predominantly, and about ketotarian or the inflammation spectrum or just anything functional medicine. And I co-host two podcasts. One is Keto Talk, which I've done for 2 years. That's on a sabbatical right now because Jimmy Moore is taking a break. And then I co-host Goop Fellas, which is Goop's new podcast. It's Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's wellness brand. And Gwyneth and Elise host the main podcast, the Goop podcast. And Seamus Mullen and I, a world-renowned chef, host the Goop Fellas podcast, which is sort of a guy's perspective on wellness and life and just living a better life, basically, and life transformations. It's really cool conversations we're having. So I'm somehow fitting that in too, in addition to seeing patients and writing books and
everything else.
Having two kids and a wife and all the things. So, I mean, that's what I've been up to the past 12 months.
Yeah. Sounds a little crazy, but really fun. I love the Goop Fellas idea, because even just with my podcast and my teachings, I get women all the time that are asking about, is there anything of kind of similar to like what you teach, but for my husband?
Yeah.
So I think that's really great for men to tune into. So that's really cool.
Yeah, totally. And I think it happened because Goop saw that more and more men were seeking out information on their site. And they saw that hunger for it and need for it. And I think that guys are finally waking up, and maybe the women in their life are finally getting through, that there's so much great tools for people to learn online in different ways, whether it's an article or a podcast or whatever, to start improving their life, whether it's through food or through mindfulness or just through thinking different things about different concepts and kind of getting out of our own comfort zone. So it's an exciting time in many ways.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So you have been working on this new book, and its main sole focus is inflammation, which seems pretty specific, and it is, but yet it's so popular and it's so common and it's so needed in today's world. So I want to talk a little bit about what is inflammation, because it almost has become sort of a buzzword, and we use it to talk about a lot of health issues and things, but a lot of us don't actually know what is truly going on in our bodies when we have inflammation, and why is it becoming more common and more prevalent in today's society?
Yeah, so inflammation is a product of our immune system. So it's in balance, it's actually a good thing. It fights viruses and bacteria, it heals our body. It's our body's sort of defense mechanism. And in balance, it's a good thing. And when it's out of balance, or when there's imbalance, not imbalance, that's when problems arise. It's what I refer to as the Goldilocks principle. I don't know if other people refer to it as that too, but I've been saying it for 11 years. But it's not too high, not too low, but just right when you need it. And that's so many things in our body. That's our hormones, that's the gut microbiome. And then on a global level, it's balance in, you know, the environment. And I think that that's where problems arise, is when inflammation is out of check and the regulatory system's off, and it's sort of chronic, low-grade, insidious inflammation. Mm-hmm. And that's the inflammation, chronic inflammation, that is linked to just about every health problem we face as a world today. I mean, things like autoimmune conditions and diabetes and heart disease and cancer, to, you know, musculoskeletal issues, digestive problems, to things that don't even seem to the layperson as inflammatory, like anxiety and depression and brain fog and fatigue. These are all, research suggests, inflammatory health issues. If not full-blown inflammatory issues, at least having an inflammatory component. There's a lack of balance in the body. And I see it as like a macro and micro level. On a macro level, we have imbalance in the environment, and there's climate change and kind of craziness going on with pollution in the world. But on a micro level, there's climate change going on in millions of people's lives with this sort of this inflammation storm that is linked to all of these health issues that I just talked about. Mm-hmm. So it's something as a functional medicine practitioner and seeing patients around the world with these issues, this is quite sobering and something that I know impacts so many people. If it's not going through the person that's listening to this conversation right now, someone that they love is being impacted, and you'd be hard pressed to find someone not directly or indirectly impacted with inflammatory health issues. But the other side of that coin is that these are largely improvable, supportable, overcomable, reversible, healable things. Mm-hmm. So this is the two sides of a coin here is while we're living in very serious times with serious health issues that are many ways at all-time high, the other side of it is we can do something about it. And these are things that oftentimes people can do in their own life on their own and start to improve this. And on a clinical level, we live in a time where functional medicine is getting people the care that they need on that level as well, whether it's running labs that people are needed to get to the root cause of why people are going through. And that's been my work over these past 11 years. And I'm excited to get this information in the book form for people that maybe aren't at the point when they need where they need, or they're not ready for a functional medicine doctor, but they're ready to start educating themselves and starting to bring these functional medicine principles in their life right now through the book.
And so do you see then that people are experiencing what is actually a symptom or a signal of inflammation and go to their doctor and then get put on prescription medication that's actually not treating any sort of inflammatory response, but maybe covering up some sort of symptom or whatever. And so this kind of cycle continues and the inflammation continues and gets worse and worse to a point of it being more chronic, more severe, when it all could kind of go back to the beginning and just taking care of the inflammatory system that has happened at the beginning, but with this more holistic functional approach instead of going for the prescription medications.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that there's a place for medication. Some people are alive because of medications, but we just asked the question in functional medicine, what is your most effective option that causes you the least amount of side effects? That should be what you're assessing, what you're taking with anything in healthcare. And for some people, medications fit that criteria. Hey, it's the best option for them. It's causing them the least amount of side effects out of their options. And there's exceptions to that. The predominance is that medications don't fit that criteria many times. That's the only option given to them. They don't even know that there's other options. And yet it's not the most effective option necessarily. And it causes them a lots of potential side effects. So yeah, that's definitely functional medicine's take on it. Mm-hmm. And these things that we've talked about that I mentioned, there's so much stuff that people can do that are very effective at improving someone's health and decreasing risk factors, decreasing the frequency and severity of these health symptoms and these flare-ups that people are having of inflammation. And that's something that I see happen in people's lives around the world. I see labs improve. I see lives improve. I see the needle moved in a positive direction through functional medicine, through foods, through lifestyle changes. And that's really what I wanted, a deep dive conversation in the inflammation spectrum book for people to kind of learn about, because people oftentimes don't even know they have options or they don't know where to start. And I wanted to really have this conversation of finding out what your body loves and what your body hates, instead of making these sort of one size fits all, broad sweeping, overgeneralized statements. I really wanted the reader to have a food experiment and a life experiment, because it's not just about food as well. Stress will raise inflammation, exposure to toxins will raise inflammation, poor sleep will raise inflammation. So there's a lot of things that we can do beyond food as well to really find out this sort of personal code, so to speak, this skeleton key in a way to modulate inflammation in a healthy, balanced way. So yeah, for sure, we need to start asking these questions. And I think more and more, it's slow, but that mainstream medicine, conventional medicine, is asking these questions, where the Cleveland Clinic has a functional medicine center and a lot of other similar institutions, like mainstream institutions, have functional medicine and integrative medicine departments, because we have to wake up as a culture to realize we spend so much freaking money on healthcare, more money on healthcare than the next 10 top spending countries combined. Yet we have the most disease, the shortest lifespan of all industrialized nations in the world. And if that doesn't wake you up, and that doesn't realize, if we don't realize, whoa, it'd be one thing to spend all this money on healthcare if it was actually producing results and we were living longer and we were seeing good outcomes. But this is throwing money into a system, yet we are dead last or second to dead last, depending on what you're looking at when it comes to disease. So pretty
scary,
sobering statistics. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super scary. So I'm glad there are people like you out there doing this work. It's so important. You mentioned in your book, it's a huge piece to it, this bio-individuality,
yeah.
And that's really at the core of your teachings and everything that you do. So as this relates to food, let's start with food. How do we determine what foods do and don't work for us, especially when it comes to this inflammation spectrum and trying to reduce that in ourselves? So how can we determine that?
Well, first of all, I would say, and what I encourage the reader in the book is to find out where they're at on the inflammation spectrum. So one of the first sections in the book is this inflammation spectrum quiz. So people can kind of go through the systems of the body and see where they're at on the inflammation spectrum. And these are questions on the quiz are just questions that I ask patients. So I adapted them for the book so people can do it for themselves. And then they have a total score on the inflammation spectrum quiz. And then they have each section of the body. And another word for functional medicine is systems medicine. So we're looking at the systems of the body that, like the brain and hormones and digestion and musculoskeletal and detoxification and blood sugar, and looking at all these different areas. And there's 7 sections on this inflammation spectrum in the book. And then the 8th section is the connection between 7, or what I call polyinflammation. So I would say, based on the quiz score, they can see where they should target their efforts. So let's say it's hormones, and then they would want to get the hormone toolbox. And these are all functional medicine tools that I use for patients around the world, for people to lean into. So different foods to focus on, different natural medicine, herbal protocols to focus on. And then the larger picture of food, we developed a elimination diet protocol based on their quiz score. So the lower scored, like the people that are dealing with some problems, but it's not that bad, they have a simpler elimination diet approach. If they're higher on the inflammation spectrum quiz, they have a more advanced elimination diet approach. And it's, again, born out of my years of clinical experience to see what are the main mistakes that people make doing the elimination diet. And let's make it fun and with delicious foods and really nutrient-dense foods, easy to do. And that's really what I wanted to get across. So because the elimination diet still in the functional medicine world, in the like dietitian world, nutrition space, it's still a gold standard when it comes to finding out what foods work for you and what doesn't. But if people do it a way that doesn't work for them, or if it's non-specific to them, then it can be arduous and punitive and really not a fun experience because it's too restrictive and they have no direction. So I wanted to take the guesswork out of it as much as I could to really shed light on exactly how to do it in a way that makes sense. And it gives you information as the person reading the book to know, hey, I feel great when I eat this food and I feel really lousy when I have that food. Mm-hmm. And that's that transition from like a diet, quote unquote, to like knowing what your body loves and hates. And feeling great and getting to that place, using food as medicine, using functional medicine tools, feeling great is a place of freedom. And avoiding foods that don't make you feel great isn't punishing or like a diet obsession. It's just, no, I love feeling so great more than I miss this food. And that's that food piece that I want people to acquire through the system in the book.
Yeah, I loved the quiz. I kind of looked through it, kind of took it myself. I'm such a quiz person. Anytime there's a quiz, I'm like, yes, I want to take it. But I loved it. And it's things that a lot of people aren't asking themselves and they're not considering in terms of their health and what that could mean for them and what could actually be going on behind the scenes. So it really does open a lot of doors to kind of what approach you should take and how you should get there. And I love that you bring up how to do this in a non-restrictive, non-obsessive way. And last time you were here on the show, we talked a little bit about how to approach keto from the same place and the idea of orthorexia coming into play. And the same thing I think can apply to elimination diets. I've done elimination diets for a lot of my past, trying to uncover my own health issues. And it can get to a point where it does get obsessive and it does feel super restrictive and your life changes, your social life changes, everything revolves around food. So I love that you bring that up in the book and I love that you're bringing it up now. And what I think is important for people to understand, and we can kind of flesh this out a little bit, is that in order for that not to happen, you're coming from a place of love. And that's something that you say in the book, that this is the difference here, is that you're not doing it with any other thought other than, like you kind of mentioned, you want to eat the foods that feel the best in your body. And that is really a self-love practice, right?
Totally.
To feed yourself what your body wants and not feed yourself what your body doesn't want or doesn't do well with. And that's where we can really, I think, bridge the gap and make this a learning tool and a healing tool versus just another diet.
Certainly. Yeah. This is about information for your life and to get clarity, because having food confusion isn't fun. Mm-hmm. You know, having symptoms or not feeling your best and not knowing what's up and what's down is really not a good place to be at. And it's actually quite miserable for so many people. So to cut through that food confusion and to know, hey, I feel great on this and I don't feel great on this, is liberating. And it's revolutionary for people. And it's that paradigm shift that I find so important, is what is the consciousness of why you're doing whatever food protocol or life, you know, anything in life? What's the intention that you're putting into it? So I think that I really wanted the ethos of like why people were doing what I was recommending in the book to be clear, and for people to check themselves, check them intellectually, but check them on a heart level too, emotionally and mentally and spiritually, why they are doing these things. And when we're talking about elimination diet, I mentioned in the book, you know, we're not eliminating food for the sake of it. We're calming inflammation to find out what works for your body and what doesn't. And you may find that five of the things out of the eight things that you eliminated, you are fine with, but you know, like the three out of the eight were problematic, but by removing them, they shifted your metabolism in a powerful way to lower inflammation, to increase your energy, to improve your digestion, to whatever the things that you were struggling with, you overcame them. And again, we talk more about than just food, but specific to the elimination diet of the food part of it. I think that's really important. And that is that food piece that I want people to get, that so many people are lacking. And we talked about orthorexia last time. It's still a problem today, 12 months later. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I see sadly too often with my patients, but oftentimes it's born out of real health problems. It's like the level of autoimmune conditions and the level of these inflammatory issues are real. And the statistics are very evident showing that. But it creates this sort of vicious cycle of like, I know that I don't feel good, but they come down and they're eating like one food and they're just riddled with like fear and anxiety and shame and stress about this. And they're so disillusioned. So I want to dispel the disillusionment and to start to calm that down and for people to see a light and have clarity again.
Yeah. And it's just taking this approach, you know, in this positive space versus this negative, fearful, you know, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know why I'm so sick kind of space. Like even just how you approach it makes such a big difference, just positive versus negative. So I love that that's an actual topic for you too.
This episode of the Keto for Women show is sponsored by Everly Well. As you all know, I am a huge proponent for finding out as much information as you possibly can about your health status and where you stand with health concerns that you have. This is something I've done for women in my practice for several years now, and It's just amazing the amount of information you can gather about yourself when you actually do the right testing that you need. And that is why I'm so excited that I found out about Everly Well, and I'm now doing my own test on myself through Everly Well to see how I'm doing. I'm taking the heart health test because I just want to check out my cholesterol status, my triglycerides, my HbA1c. It's been a while. I'm not keto anymore, and I'm actually just curious to see if anything has changed in any of those numbers since I have added in more healthy carbohydrate sources. Of course, I'll let you know when I find out what my test results say. Everly Well offers more than 35 at-home lab tests, from food sensitivity to thyroid to STD and heart health tests. Each Everly Well collection kit comes with super easy to follow instructions. Collect your sample from home on your own time. Let me just tell you, this is the best invention ever. You don't have to go to a lab to get your blood tested anymore if you use Everly Well. It was the best experience. It comes in this cute little packaged box. It tells you exactly what to do, has everything you need, even a Band-Aid to wrap your finger afterwards. It's so easy. Once you send your sample back, it's processed in a certified lab. Your results are reviewed by a board-certified physician. Then they are sent to you directly, digitally, within just days. You can even share them with your healthcare provider. The Everly Well digital platform helps break down exactly what your results mean for you. Plus, you can also set up a free discussion with a healthcare professional directly through the Everly Well platform. To start learning more about your health, just like I did and just like I recommend multiple times here on the Keto for Women show that you do. Remember, we need to take charge of our own health. Check out Everly Well at-home lab test today. For 15% off an Everly Well at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/keto for women and enter code Keto for Women. That's everlywell.com/keto for women. The code for that 15% off your test is Keto for Women. Everly Well at-home lab test, your answers your way.
So you also bring up bioindividuality. It's just it's a lot of syllables. I think that's the problem.
That's what it is. It's a weird word. And then, you know, I get tongue twisted all the time. I think we speak too much for
that's
a living.
That's the problem. Yeah, exactly. But you bring that up as it relates to lifestyle factors too, and how things like exercise and how you tolerate stress and even your personality type can, you know, changes based on the person and can help or hurt your health and your inflammatory response too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just about food, and something that I talk about in passing in Ketotarian, in my first book, it's so much fun writing the inflammation spectrum because I was able to do a deep dive into these concepts. And Ketotarian was so much fun to write, but I was able to really dig into the science and the practical application of, like, beyond ketosis. Because what excited me about ketosis and what still does is that because it's an anti-inflammatory, beta-hydroxybutyrate does all these cool things for different pathways. So, like, that's the conversation I had in Ketotarian, but I'm able to look at the other types of ways to lower inflammation in the inflammation spectrum and the non-food stuff too. So looking at stress and really giving people tangible, practical, like real life ways to manage stress, and looking at sleep and looking at ways to connect to the earth and ways to improve your overall life to balance inflammation levels. So it's really exciting stuff. And it's stuff that just about anybody, it's so accessible and practical advice in the book that it shouldn't be like people feeling overwhelmed. It's actually quite easy stuff to do, but they have to know about it first. And yeah, so we look at stress, we look at toxins, we look at sleep, we look at social connections, all of this stuff. And what the research is really fascinating about how these things in our life are instructing inflammatory cascades. And they're either feeding inflammation or fighting it. And so many people have this chronic hyperinflammation. How do we bring balance into the body? So it's really cool stuff. And I'm excited for people to check it out for sure.
Yeah. So Let's kind of talk a little bit more about the approach, because I want to get into that as kind of part that things that you do on a weekly basis. But you kind of break this down for people in weeks. So it's not like all of a sudden you have 80 different things you're supposed to do. Ready, go, do it all right now and do it for the rest of your life. You chunk it down into little stages. And that's important just so people kind of can have a chance to grasp it, get a hang of it before moving on.
Oh yeah, because stressing about all this stuff isn't good for your health either.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to make this as practical and digestible, so to speak, with no pun intended there, to basically lean into it. As long as you're progressing, lean into it. And people also know when they get to experiment with this, they will see, oh, like this is a bigger area for me. And then the next person will say, oh, no, that's a bigger area for me. So they can really kind of learn about their body and see what tools are the most impactful for them, what pieces of the puzzle are the most, you know, predominant for them. Definitely important. So depending on their inflammation spectrum quiz score, you know, they'll do either a 4-week or an 8-week plan. So that's that time of really allowing your body the grace and the lightness to reset. And so many of us need that resetting time. You know, we're constantly in this fight or flight, sympathetic, like stressed out state. And the body's releasing all these, the cortisol response to why is it doing that? It's to manage stress. But it's also because cortisol is anti-inflammatory. The body's trying to lower inflammation levels because stress is inflammatory. So the body has this regulatory system. But the problem is if we're constantly in the sympathetic fight or flight state, cortisol is constantly being pumped out. And that HPA axis, the brain adrenal axis, is constantly on the go. That's unsustainable. So we need to bring balance in our body. And by lowering inflammation, lowering stress, it balances our hormones too. So it is so important. But I keep talking about the quiz score and like the inflammation spectrum quiz. I forgot to mention that it's on our website too. So if people maybe don't want to get the book right away, they just want to lean into this information, we have the quiz that's in the book on our website for free. So if people want to just kind of see where they're at on the spectrum, we put it on there too.
Yeah, we should definitely make sure everyone does that. Well, you can even link that in the show notes here too. Because yeah, just even to see if this is something you even need to worry about or just how you're doing or just get some sort of feel for where you're at right now. So then you kind of have this 4-week plan or 8-week plan. So then basically what that says is you don't have to do this forever. It's not like if you're eliminating these foods, they're gone out of your life for the rest of your life.
No, yeah, it's all brought in. I bring back things that maybe other elimination diets don't even bring back in. Like I want patients to try wheat and gluten-containing grains. I want patients to try, or the reader to try sugar. I want them to try things that maybe like I have a personal bias against and like, why would anybody eat this? But I wanted for the person to try for themselves, because not everybody wants to eat the way that I want to eat. Not everybody wants to eat ketotarian. So this is really a broad book for every person, like, or your family members, like that most of your listeners eat more ketogenic or lower carb lifestyle. This is for the person that maybe isn't keto, or it's just a easier gateway into wellness, I think. Mm-hmm. But if you're keto, I wanted you to find the best keto foods to focus on, because we know, and maybe some people have a problem with dairy or have a problem with eggs or have a problem with ghee or a problem with avocados or coconut oil. So we talk about these different food reactions, or whether you eat a paleo diet or a vegetarian diet, I wanted you to find the best foods within that food paradigm that works best for you. So that's really what we're trying to find out through the book.
Yeah. And I think it helps so much too for people to try things like sugar and wheat and dairy, add these things back in so that you have the information for your own body on what does or doesn't happen when you eat those foods. So then it's never like, oh, well, why am I not eating this again? I just don't eat this. Or is there an actual reason? It just makes it that much stronger of a conviction in your own self when you know that, okay, when I eat sugar, I have to go immediately take a nap or I feel terrible. So it's just nice to have that information for your body. So I think that's actually really cool that you promote that, that you want people to try these foods that you don't necessarily eat, or a lot of people out there, maybe in the functional medicine world or nutritionists like me, don't eat. But it's important to know that about yourself and to find the information out for you, because then that's how you have your own elimination diet, not anybody else's, because of course we're all different. So super cool that you do that. And along with these eliminations that are going on throughout the 4 or 8 weeks, there's also other things within the weeks that you kind of like challenges, almost like things that you want people to do, like sleep more. You know, it's like you're almost giving them these other tools that you want them to incorporate that are also anti-inflammatory. But it's not just food elimination plan for 4 to 8 weeks. It's a lot of other things. And there were even things in there like these inflammatory habits that I thought were really fascinating. Like you bring up emotional eating and social media addiction and just negativity. Like these kinds of things are actually really important. And to spend some time in each week for that person to really like take a hard look at themselves and their habits, that's huge. Like that's bringing up some stuff that people definitely aren't considering when it comes to their health, let alone their inflammation level.
Totally. And like, it starts with food. We know that, but they only get to so far. And it's these non-food inflammers that oftentimes that are keeping them back. So if they're riddled with stress, or they are exposed to toxins, or they're socially isolated, or they're not sleeping well, or they, I mean, whatever, these non-food inflammers, there's several of them that we talk about in the book. These are the things that I see most often in patients. This is why I wrote them. So people can start removing these non-food inflammers from their life. And in some ways, I think the non-food inflammers are a little bit more difficult for many people to remove, because let's just say that they have a negative outlook on life. Mm-hmm. Like to untangle that takes a lot longer than removing sugar, right?
Right.
But it is, because like with that, you're either removing it or not removing it. And it's pretty just cut and dry that you're not eating sugar for a while, or you are, whatever. But when it comes down to negativity, that's a little bit more entangled in someone's whole perspective on life. But the goal of this is to give them practical ways to start to undo that and untangle that negativity perspective. So I hopefully that sheds light on that, because it's important. Because you can have two people do the same thing, but their perspective on reality will determine the outcome. Mm-hmm. And people have to realize that impacts their physiology. And we like to separate mental health and physical health, but mental health is physical health, and they're bidirectional. And like our mind and emotion impacts our physiology, and our physiology impacts our mental health. So we have to look at both sides of that coin.
I'm so happy you said that, because I've spent the last probably 4 or 5 months here on the Keto for Women show, not actually talking a whole lot about keto, but talking more about our mindset and how we're bringing that to not only everyday life, but more specifically like our health, our bodies, our diets. And especially as women, that's often from a negative place. But then how much that feeds into the results you're going to have, or the goals that you're not going to achieve. So it was something actually that I got into the keto space thinking I was going to talk about keto, and realized in working with so many women in that space how much more needed to happen as far as mental and emotional health too, because we are so obsessed with diets and trying to change our bodies and not thinking we're enough just as we are and all that stuff. So I just love that you bring that stuff into, I know you do it in your practice, I'm sure, in your functional medicine practice, but then to everything else. Like you pick up a book thinking it's going to be about inflammation, and of course it's all about inflammation, but in the ways you don't actually realize or you're not thinking about yet. And I think this is really like the next step to full level health.
Absolutely. And all of this is born out of me just seeing patients and seeing on the ground, so to speak, like what's impacting people's lives. And I feel like someone's relationship with themselves and their body and relationship with food and relationship with other people and the relationship with life itself, we need to heal those relationships. Mm-hmm. And that to me is so like foundational to impacting wellness. And like, if you get your head and your heart right, then your relationship with food and all this stuff makes a lot more sense and you have clarity. So to me, it's in many ways so much more important than food, is that the food, like all the practical how-tos of the best way to do elimination diet based on all of this data about yourself. That's important. But if you don't get your head and your heart right, you're going to be just doing another diet. And really, do we need another one of those? I don't think so.
Right.
So I think this is a lot more sustainable and practical and freedom giving for people. And, you know, yeah, definitely important to talk about.
Yeah. And you do say that eliminating foods in this way, you can find food freedom, because this suddenly becomes your way of eating, what works for you and your body. And we do talk about intuitive eating here a lot on the show. And what people need to realize is that part of intuitive eating is eating for the health of your body. So what your body will call for you to consume is based on the foods that will do best for it, that will give it the most energy, obviously keep inflammation down, all this stuff. So it is about listening to your intuition as it relates to your health, not just like, oh, I'm not going to be on a diet anymore, I'm going to eat all the Cheetos, mm-hmm. which is always the one that I go to for some reason, because it's like the ultimate in non-food. But yeah, so I think that this is really great to understand that you can still find this sense of freedom and peace and intuition, you know, by taking the time to go through an elimination protocol.
For sure. And I think I'm such a fan of intuitive eating too. And it's important to get a place of clarity and stillness to see, to have true intuition. Because oftentimes when people are inflamed and they have blood sugar, you know, a roller coaster, and their hormones are imbalanced, you know, sometimes hangriness and cravings can disguise as intuition. And oftentimes it's not intuition, it's imbalanced blood sugar and hormones that are driving these foods. So if you lower inflammation, if you balance your body, then you have clear intuition and you know, hey, it is this nutrient dense food that my body needs. And you're less prone to those sort of this, you know, insatiable cravings that can be quite disillusioning to know what's right for your body.
So true. I love it so much. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. So moving on now, if someone is, I'm trying to kind of come from the angle of a listener. So if someone is keto right now, then they can do keto and be part of this elimination at the same time.
Oh yeah, certainly. Yeah. It's all keto friendly, and all the foods on both the, like no matter what version based on your quiz score of the elimination diet you use, or like the toolboxes based on the quiz score, are all keto friendly. So yeah, it's okay. Completely congruent with the ketogenic lifestyle.
Okay, perfect. And if we're kind of thinking like, I think this might be me, I guess we'll have them go take the quiz so they'll know for sure. But I just want to know for people listening, some of the more common, maybe less severe inflammation signs, mm-hmm. and some of the more, you know, more severe, maybe less common, but, you know, really taking a toll on your body. Because I know there's a spectrum and you kind of talk about it in that way. So just what are some things that we should be looking for?
Yeah, I think in addition to all the stuff we just talked about like finding out what your body loves and not, and talking about you can't, you know, heal a body you hate, and all of this sort of shaming talk and overcoming that in the book, the other side of the book is educating people on the inflammation spectrum itself. Mm-hmm. So it is this continuum from mild symptoms to severe symptoms. And mild symptoms on the inflammation spectrum are things like, you know, mild anxiety, mild depression, mild brain fog, fatigue, mild digestive problems. These are some common ones that you see oftentimes. And then the other end of the inflammation spectrum is diagnosable, like full-blown autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or someone with estrogen dominance or metabolic syndrome or type 2 diabetes or any other health issue. And then there's everything in between on the inflammation spectrum. So it's not one or the other, it's a continuum. So it's no matter where you're at on the inflammation spectrum today, there is so much you can do in most cases to move in the positive direction, to arrest that inflammation, to calm it, to modulate it, to which that inflammation is, you know, directly proportional to how bad you feel. Mm-hmm. So we need to like start moving inflammation in a more balanced way. And it's not about suppressing inflammation artificially, because remember, inflammation is a part of our immune system. So it's about balancing it. And then we also ask the question in the book, what's driving the inflammation? So looking at foods, looking at stress, looking at toxins, looking at things like viruses and mold and all of these other things that I see in my practice to people to start, hey, like, whoa, like, let's deal with the inflammation, but let's also deal with what's driving it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And for those women, because we're women, so we want to know this. What about weight gain?
Yeah. So I should have mentioned that.
This is a question on everyone's mind. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Weight loss resistance, like things like leptin resistance and thyroid hormone, like conversion problems or thyroid resistance problems or insulin resistance, you know, adrenal fatigue, like cortisol fluctuations, all of that stuff are things that will make it difficult to lose weight. Even intestinal permeability or leaky gut syndrome can make it difficult to lose weight. But absolutely, in many different mechanisms, many different ways, we talk about what can drive weight loss resistance or difficulty losing weight or weight gain. And absolutely, in almost all ways, it's putting you somewhere on the inflammation spectrum if you're struggling with weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk more about the book, where they can get it, where they can do the quiz, where they can find you, your Instagram. I love following your Instagram because you have so much positive, like so many quotes and just these really great things. I love it. It makes my day. So keep it up.
Trying to lower people's inflammation on Instagram.
Exactly. Just by following Instagram.
Because FOMO will raise inflammation. Right. So we're trying to like be the opposite on my page. So it's JOMO, the joy of missing out. That's what I try to advocate. So
perfect.
Okay, like unplug, like take a little moment to put your phone down.
Yeah, the joy of missing out is actually really great.
So everything's at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. So it can take the inflammation spectrum quiz. They can pre-order the book. The books, you know, everywhere the books are sold. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, indie books, independent bookstores. It comes out October 15th on pre-order. Before then, and we offer a free health or webcam evaluation if people want to get a functional medicine perspective on their health or maybe look at labs and want to get to that level of their health journey. And I'm really excited too because we just launched this online group class, which enables me to speak to like 100 people at once versus like doing one-on-one, which I still do every day. But one time a month, I'll take time out of my schedule after I see all my one-on-one patients and hold this group class where I can go over their labs and we drop ship blood labs to them. And for people that are maybe don't want the one-on-one care, but enables us to make functional medicine more affordable, more accessible to more people. I'm really excited about it. And we've been wanting to do it for a long time.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Good for you. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Cole, so much for coming on the show. It's like just great to get this word out there and to have it not be just about, you know, eliminating all these foods for this period of time. You know, just the bio-individuality. Look, I said it.
Said it.
And and just this, the other stuff that you talk about is so cool. So thank you so much for doing that work.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.